One of those is Dr. Debbie Strowman, who you know here on 97.9 The Hill is the host of If You Only Knew, also an active fighter for civil rights here in our community and beyond. And she joins us now on the phone from the Carolina Inn to talk about it. Dr. Strowman, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Very, very disturbing to see right in our lap, right here in Chapel Hill at UNC, that the continued efforts by white supremacists and Republicans to not heal our community, to not bring people together, but to find ways to divide, exploit, and control. And this is one of the most egregious examples when we talk about higher education. This just cuts across so many different layers of concern, everything from race to classism, to academic freedom, to the ability to tell the truth about our nation's history. And so myself and many, many others in the community, and I'm sure there are many who did not even hear about this demonstration this morning, but many people are concerned in terms of North Carolina and our community as well, just continuing to have pushback around truth-telling, around healing, around moving our state forward.
This is one of many instances where UNC has been kind of in the local spotlight around issues of race. Not many of them have made the national news gotten as much national response as this one has. Did that surprise you at all in the last 24 hours?
Not at all, considering the fact that you have a Pulitzer Prize winner, and the Pulitzer is associated with the New York Times, which most people agree that is our leading progressive paper in the country, if not the world. Their investigative journalism is known as, you know, being second to none, with all due respect to the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. But also, she won a MacArthur Genius Award. So that is going to bring in not only the UNC network, but also her network. And she touches many, many people, in particular with her 1619 project work. So it's not surprising. And then, of course, we know that Dean King and the UNC School of Journalism media is outstanding. It is one of the best in the country. And so to have that particular school being targeted and not trust and believe that the faculty at our university and our chancellor know who is worthy of being at our university in a tenure position is just absurd.
What are the messages being sent? You've been a faculty member at UNC. What is the message from this to faculty members, and what is the message in response? What is the message that faculty members want to send to the Board of Trustees and administration right now?
Well, I would say that this is much more than a slap in the face. This is truly a punch in the gut. And when you think about the many hours, the time that it takes to review an applicant, and then to have that reversed, or as they very savvy and not voting on it. But basically what you're saying is that for all the years that you've spent in experience teaching, conducting research, that you have no idea who is qualified to be a tenure professor at your university. And so the very, very, I would even say, very layered faculty governance that we have here, that wasn't enough. You still don't know how to do your job well. Now, mind you, this is coming from people who are not academics, haven't spent, I don't know if there's one Board of Trustee member who has been a faculty member at a major R1 university for more than 3 or 5 years, and yet they are overruling all of these people who are distinguished, who are outstanding professors, who've had success in the classroom and beyond, and to weigh in on this this brilliant journalist and academician to say that she is not worthy. That really tells the faculty that we either have a very, very broken governance system in terms of how we select our faculty, or we are in a major disconnect with our Board of Trustees, and we need to rally, we need to organize, and we need to push back.
Speaking with Dr. Deborah Strohman, and that's an important point that I think people ought to know. For folks who don't know, who aren't in academia, walk us through the 10-year process, because this is a multi-layered process involving a whole lot of people.
Absolutely. It was, and I'm not saying that the 10-year process is perfect. I've certainly had my criticisms of it, but it was established in the sense that, again, we're at institutions of higher learning, and certainly a prestigious one like UNC Chapel Hill, where you say to the professor that your experience, your critical thinking, your ability to weigh things objectively is worthy of your quote-unquote not being touched. As in, if you receive tenure, as in an associate or a full professor, then it is very, very difficult for you to be removed from your position. Many people focus on that, but the bigger picture is that this person now has the confidence, has the freedom, has the chains removed so that they can be their best. They can really serve their students. They can conduct unbelievable research without having something hovering over them saying, will I be here tomorrow? Will I get my contract renewed? And so that's the essence of tenure. And so to invite someone who's had international, national acclaim, and she's been a reporter for years in D.C. in the White House reporting, for her to say, you know what, I want to come back home to Chapel Hill. This is where I was first developed leadership skills and learning skills and techniques, and I want to come back and give back, because truly, she's a giant. I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised that she would want to come back to Chapel Hill. It's a great place. But she could have gone Ivy, but she decided to come back. And again, her peers and those who have accomplished things in the academic level at a greater level than she has voted her and said that she is definitely someone that we want. And then, of course, on the race side, you know, right now it's no secret that Black faculty are leaving academia. It is just too uncomfortable on many fronts. And so to have a leading person come in, she would be a great role model, not only to our students, but to us as colleagues. And so, again, it's very disappointing, and I'm glad to see that many, many people are rallying not only here at Chapel Hill, but around the nation.
Speaking from the Carolina Inn outside the Board of Trustees meeting, which is about to start in about 40 minutes, Dr. Deborah Strohman, thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you, WCHL, for all you do to continue to uplift what is going on in our community.